Hey, welcome back, Padre Social Hour, with former Padre Kurt Bavacqua. I'm Jesse Agler. A lot has been written in the last week or so since Rob Manfred was elected to be the next commissioner, the 10th commissioner of Major League Baseball. And one of my favorite things that I've read in the last week was written by Will Leach, sportsonearth.com. You can find him there. You can also find him on Twitter at William F. Leach. You can find him, if you like, in New York Magazine. You can see him on Fox Sports Live. He founded Deadspin. He's an all-around swell writer and a big, big baseball guy. Will joins us now on the Cholula Hotline. Really appreciate it, man. Great to talk to you. And I want to start with this. The Sports on Earth piece about the new commissioner and your wish list for him. Don't be so apologetic about not wanting the designated hitter in the National League. There are a lot of people like that. No reason to be sorry for not wanting the DH in the National League. I just wanted to say that to you.
Yeah, you know, that's left me feeling guilty about it because I don't. And more to the notion that, you know, certainly when you look at the factors that are kind of coming together on that, as someone, as a National League guy, and I don't want it, but I guarantee you, outside of National League guys, everybody else does. You know, when you look at more specifically, the two people want it the most: the Players Union and Commissioner's Office. And when those two things want it, it might really not matter. It might not matter what we think. And I think that's why I'm so worried about it, because it seems like a lot of things are pointing in that direction. So I want to fight. You're right. I should be more angry about it. There's no doubt about that.
Yeah, no, I'm glad you want to find that inner anger there. But there is, as you said, kind of an air of inevitability around the thing. All right, so Will Leach suggested this for Rob Manfred. I'll give the bullet points, and then we can talk about them a little bit. Get the A's situation figured out in Oakland. Be reasonable about the blackout rules. No DH, which we just mentioned. No more playoff teams. Let's worry more about labor peace than PEDs, and stop making the All-Star game decide home field advantage for the World Series. Are these in order of importance for you? And if not, what would you say is the most important thing on your wish list for Rob Manfred?
I think it's labor peace. You know, the one thing that baseball has shown will actually hurt attendance. It's not PEDs. It's not pace of game. It's not, it's not all these things that people always worry about. It's not getting enough young fans. The one thing that causes people to turn away from baseball and causes things to not work has been labor issues. You know, this has been, historically speaking, it's the only thing that really puts baseball in any sort of existential peril. You know, I think late in his career, Bob Selig has kind of gotten this notion that, you know, I need to clean up my legacy from PEDs. I think there's a lot of people I think with some justification. But really, to me, the worst thing that happened during Bud Selig's tenure, and I think the worst thing that's happened in baseball in the last 30 years, is not PEDs, but the 1994 strike and canceling the World Series. That is the one thing that, you know, I'm sure you remember, there were tons of people, you were really hard to get them back. You know, there weren't a lot of people that stopped watching baseball because of PEDs, but there were a lot that stopped because of the labor thing. You know, you look at the other sports, Major League Baseball has the best labor situation right now. This is a game, and one of the main reasons for that is Selig's success at making a lot of money. When you make a lot of money, there is this universal understanding that we need to not kill the golden goose. And that has helped, and it's led to labor peace for a long time. It's been really 12 years since there was even the threat of any sort of labor stoppage. And we're in a good place now, I think, particularly with Manfred. I think if that other group would have won, it might have been a little bit more difficult. But so that's the most important thing. I think that right now everybody's happy and everyone's making money and everything's moving in that direction. That's the one thing. The one thing fans request is for you to actually play the games in the schedule. We can deal with everything else. We might not like stuff, but we can deal with that. But when you start canceling games because of labor stoppage, I think that's the one thing that fans can't abide.
Will, you used an expression that I haven't heard uttered since one of the first times I sat in front of Marvin Miller in a players meeting. We will not kill the goose that laid the golden egg.
it's really amazing because this game is making a ton of money now.
Big time. I think both sides are making a ton of money. And is there some sense among the pundits out there that there might be some type of labor dispute this upcoming session?
I think the only way that would have happened, you know, you saw, you know, there was the talk about how Tom Warner was, Jerry Weinstorf and some of the other owners were kind of pushing, you know, they made like a small little push against Manfred to try to get their guy in there. And that, the sense of that, at least from a lot of the reports, were there was a sense among some owners that, particularly owners of the larger teams and larger revenue teams, that somehow the C-League late had been too soft on the union, and the union was getting, the players were getting away with too much. That strikes me as an impartial observer of this to be somewhat silly and not, kind of nonsensical. But there was certainly that idea that there are still hardliners out there. There are still people out there that want to lay down the law and think that, no, we need stricter things against players, and kind of want to get that old adversarial relationship back. I think if Manfred would have not gotten the commissionership, and those there were more of those people, there were seven, like that's not 29 or 30, but it's not zero. I think if there were more of those, there might be some concern on that. But right now, I don't think it's something that we need to worry about in the short term. But just the fact that that it was brought up, that's enough to make me a little nervous.
Will Leach is on William F. Leach on Twitter, at William F. Leach. The website sportsonearth.com. You can read what he has to say to Rob Manfred. You can also check out the book, Are We Winning? Fathers and Sons, the New Golden Age of Baseball. It's a couple years old. It's a great read, though. You can find it everywhere. It's essentially the written version of The Last Scene in Field of Dreams. That's how I described it to somebody once. Overall, though, how do you expect Manfred's commissionership maybe to be compared to Selig's? And I know that's a little bit on the crystal ball side of things, but, you know, looking forward, he is seen as the continuity candidate. He's seen as the guy that's just sort of going to continue everything that Selig was doing. But where do you think there could be some contrast?
You know, I think what you may see, for a while, I don't think there's going to be a lot of major contrast, just because, you know, Manfred not only has worked with Selig for a long time, but has worked with him on the business side, which, of course, is the reason that Selig has been so successful, is because the game has made so much money. But that said, you know, every single time you think, like, there's going to be no major difference between guys, we saw this in the NBA. David Stern, he gave it over to Adam Silver, and everyone was like, oh, Silver's going to be, you know, it's going to be great. He's going to be everything that Silver had, that Stern wanted. The same, they're going to be a mind meld. And that was almost immediately revealed to be untrue. You saw Silver come down much harder on Donald Sterling than David Stern ever did, and probably should have years before. And you've seen him change the age limit. So a lot of these times, they come into a surprise. You know, I think that it reminds me of sometimes with Supreme Court justices. A lot of times that people pick people they think are 100% ideologically aligned with them, and then they turn out to be their own person. We've seen this in the NFL with Paul Tagliabue and Roger Goodell. You know, he's a different Christian than he was too. So it's hard to predict where these things are, but certainly these commissioners, when you're a commissioner of a sport, particularly one like baseball, it doesn't take you very long to kind of become your own person and make your own decisions. It's a pretty powerful position. So I think the main thing, I think if you see any sort of turn, I think it will be in those small things. Frankly, I think you'll see Manfred maybe being a little bit more willing to tinker with things to help, say, pace of game. I feel like that is, like, he'll be able to do some of those little rules. So I think one thing about Selig is, he was either good or bad, depending on your perspective, and not listening to maybe some of the smaller complaints and reacting to them. Selig always kind of thought big in a lot of ways. You can see someone like Manfred, because he's just new in the position, maybe looking a little smaller and listening to a lot of the complaints about the pace of game, and maybe doing something about that. Whereas someone like Selig, it kind of looked like he was never going to touch that just because he's Selig and he's been over the game for so long. I can see something like that. But it's hard to predict any major changes, though I guarantee you they're coming.
Will, two copies of your book are on the way from me to sign for my two sons, please. And that's right before my question to you. I wanted to get that in there to make sure you're expecting them. The other thing is, you're a St. Louis Cardinal fan.
We just
played a four-game, when I say we, I'm talking about the Padres, of course.
Of course. How about all four games?
We played a four-game series against St. Louis there, of which the first game
was
within hours of the announcement of Manfred as the commissioner of baseball. Yeah. And the reason for my next question, I didn't see anywhere on your list that the commissioner needs to look at replay and what else should be looked at in that realm. Where are your thoughts there?
Well, I think there are clear changes that I think they need to look at. Clearly, the game that night had the not only got it wrong, but got it wrong after like 5 minutes. So that, I think certainly that game showed the very worst of replay. Though, to be honest, the real reason that play got the wrong call was not replay, because replay, it has to be very definitive. It was the fact that the call was so wrong in the first place. Mm-hmm. Like, the person that should have seen that call should have made the right call. And then when you went to replay really had no choice, because there was no great angle on that play. The fact is, the call was made wrong in the first place, and they didn't have enough power to overturn it, which I think speaks to the larger thing. There are two major questions they have to figure out with replay. One is to speed it up. One is that kind of thing. You wonder if eventually they're going to get away from this idea of having to then put the headset on and have to go back and forth. And two is getting kind of past this NFL idea that something must be 100% conclusive. Remember, the people in that booth, they're umpires too. They can use their judgment just like regular umpires are. And right now they're kind of using this NFL idea of 100, we must be 100% certain, as opposed to using what, I'm sorry, but if you look at that play, I think common sense says that he didn't tag him. And even though they can't tell 100%, I feel like the right call, even after you watch the replay, when I said this as a Cardinal fan, was to call him safe. So, but I have to say, though, one of the reasons the replay was not on my list, the hard part is over. Like, the hard part is getting replay. This is going to be – first year is going to be difficult. The first year is going to be hard. It's the first year we've done it. We saw the thing with the remove of the ball from the glove and what this actually catch. They fixed that. The first year is always going to have a lot of problems because it's the first time we've done it. The big move was actually getting replay. That was, once you kind of have replay, we're never going back. We might tweak the system. We might try to make it faster. We might tweak the rules here. But the biggest move, and if I'd have written this a year ago and we didn't have replay yet, replay might have been on there and saying that we need it. But to me, that's the issue. The issues with replay are tweaks. There are things we need to fix, the things we need to improve. But the major issue and the major problem, I think, if not completely solved, at least we're on the way to solving, is having replay altogether. And the fact is, as frustrating as it gets during the regular season, as silly as the challenge system kind of is, and I wonder if that's another thing they'll get rid of, when it comes to, if there's a World Series play and it comes down to figuring out who wins the World Series because of a play, we're going to be really happy we had replay, and we're going to be more than happy to wait 10 minutes for that answer.
Yeah, no, I don't think there's any question about that. Will Leach is with us on the Cholula Hotline. Really good thoughts there on replay. We've taken a lot of your time, but a good one, I think, came in on Twitter here, so I want to throw it at you before we let you go. Steve wants to know if you think the new commissioner will reinstate Pete Rose. We've talked about that on the show a few times in the last week or so. All-Star game in Cincinnati next year. It kind of feels like it might be lining up that way. Do you have any thoughts on that?
I don't think so, to be entirely honest. I think that is something that, of all the things that, there's a lot of things that Selig did that Manfred could overturn that wouldn't necessarily feel like a direct refutation of a Bud Selig decision. A lot of things you could argue have evolved over time. A lot of things it's a different game now. It really feels like Bud held the line on Pete Rose for a very long time. That's something that came up. One of the first questions that Bud Selig asked when he became acting commissioner was what he was going to do about Pete Rose. This is a question he's been asked for 22 years and never wavered. There were a couple times where there are reports here, reports there that they were considering it, but he never changed it. And a large part of that, too, was Selig's loyalty and friendship with the late Bart Giamatti, who, of course, died in office, and his decision is one of the reasons it's been cemented for so long. I'll say that it's hard to see specifically because of that. That would feel Manfred's never given any personal opinion on that other than to say he supports the commissioner because he's his boss. It's probably a good idea. But generally speaking, I do think it's unlikely just because of that idea. Now, unless Manfred has like these secret, very powerful very strong feelings about this, which he's been hiding all these years, which is, of course, certainly possible. That is possible. He is the commissioner now. But I do think that Selig has been asked that question too many times. It's come down too much. But I think if Manfred were to reverse that, it would come across as exactly that. It would come across as a reversal of something that Bud Selig held strong to for more than two decades. And I'm not sure Manfred, at least in the early going, is going to want to set that kind of precedent.
Will Leach wrote about the new commissioner, sportsonearth.com. Make sure you follow him if you're not already on Twitter, at William F. Leach. Hey, man, really, really appreciate it. Excellent conversation, and I do hope to get to do it again some other time.
Of course, my honor, and thank you for the kind words about the book. It's very nice.
No, absolutely. It's great stuff. Hopefully everybody gets a chance to pick that up. Amazon, wherever. That was Will Leach on the Cholula Hotline. Cholula Hot Sauce, the official hot sauce of our hotline, is the flavorful hot sauce with the iconic wood cap for a punch of delicious jalapeno and poblano. Check out the green pepper sauce flavor today. Some really good stuff there. I mean,
absolutely.
By the way, that's a guy that likes talking baseball, right?
Like, you think?
He's such a big. I forgot to ask him though how his dinner with Bob Davidson was. That was the one thing I did forget to ask. You know, that nice steak dinner they went to that night.
I can't believe we forgot about that.
How about what he said about the 100% on the replay? I think that's really interesting, worth talking about. We'll do that
absolutely.
After the break.
He hit the nail on the head with it.
I'm not sure. Like, part
it
of me
shouldn't be 100%.
All right, we'll talk about that when we come back. Remember, too,
yeah,
you can
let's
jump
talk.
In on the conversation. Twitter, use the hashtag PadresSH. You can also go to Padres.com/social hour to chat with other fans. SportsOnEarth.com for Will Leach. More social hour with Bavacqua right after this.